Welcome back, everyone. Today, we're tackling a question that's on every small business owner's mind right now: organic traffic versus paid ads. And with AI content flooding the internet in 2026, which strategy actually wins? I've got a great guest here to help us unpack this. So let's start with the big picture. Why is organic traffic suddenly more important than ever?
Great question. Here's the thing. We're seeing this massive shift. AI tools are making it easier to create content, but that also means there's some more noise out there. What hasn't changed is that the vast majority of consumers still do research online before they buy anything. They're searching Google, asking ChatGPT questions, reading reviews. If your brand isn't showing up in those searches organically, you're invisible during the most critical moment.
Right, so you're talking about being there when people are actively looking for answers, not just hoping they click an ad.
Exactly. And here's what's interesting. Content marketing generates over 3 times more leads than outbound marketing and costs 62% less. So you're getting better results for less money. Plus, organic content keeps working for you. A blog post or video you publish today can drive traffic for months, even years. Paid ads? The second you stop paying, the traffic stops.
That's a huge difference. Have you ever wondered how long your marketing dollars are actually working for you? With paid ads, the lifespan is pretty short.
Definitely. And there's another layer here, brand authority. When people see your content on reputable news sites, in podcasts, on YouTube, across social media, you're building trust. That trust translates into customer loyalty, competitive advantage, even pricing power. People will pay more for brands they trust.
Interesting. So for small businesses specifically, how can they actually use these trends? I mean, creating all that content sounds overwhelming.
It does sound overwhelming, but the environment has changed. The key is multi-channel distribution. You take one topic, let's say a common question your customers ask, and you turn it into multiple formats: a blog post, a video, a podcast episode, an infographic, social posts. Then you distribute it everywhere your audience might be looking.
Okay, so repurposing content across different platforms. That sounds smarter than starting from scratch every time.
Absolutely. And here's where AI tools come in handy. Some platforms can transform a single topic into 8 different content formats automatically: news articles, blogs, videos, shorts and reels, podcasts, infographics, slideshows, and social posts. Then they publish across more than 300 platforms. We're talking Google News, YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, major news affiliates.
300 platforms? That's a lot of reach. Though I have to say, just hearing that number makes me tired, and I'm not even the one creating the content.
Ha, right? But that's the beauty. The automation handles the heavy lifting. The speed is wild. AI-powered systems can drastically reduce content production time, being hundreds of times faster than manual methods and significantly faster than using general AI tools alone. I actually remember when I first started in marketing, we'd spend an entire week producing a single video campaign. Now that same output happens in minutes.
That point about multi-channel distribution sets up our next piece: the sustainability of organic reach. But first, a quick word from our sponsor.
Building organic traffic doesn't have to be complicated. Amplifier provides a partially automated, omni-channel distribution model that helps companies increase organic traffic and build authority in their niche. They're partnered with over 300 reputable news sites and social media channels, making it affordable for businesses of all sizes to boost exposure and strengthen their reputation. Learn more at amplifier.com.
Picking up on that multi-channel distribution, how does this approach actually create sustainable results compared to just running paid ads?
The numbers are pretty compelling. Clients using multi-channel organic strategies often see significantly higher long-term ROI compared to paid advertisements. We're talking many times over. Some businesses experience returns that far exceed what they'd see with paid ads alone, especially once the content gains traction and continues generating traffic month after month.
Right, and I'm guessing that traffic didn't just disappear after the campaign ended?
Exactly, that's the beauty of it. Unlike paid ads, that content continues to generate traffic and sales long after publication. You're building equity in your business. In other words, you're creating assets that appreciate over time rather than expenses that evaporate. And there's another benefit. It acts as insurance against paid ad disasters. Algorithm changes, account suspensions, rising ad costs. Those can kill a business overnight if you're only relying on ads.
I see, makes sense. So diversification is key.
Exactly. Plus, organic content actually improves your paid ad conversions. When someone sees your ad and then researches you, which most people do, they find your brand across hundreds of authoritative sites. That builds credibility and trust, so they're more likely to convert.
So the Real strategy combines organic and paid. They work together.
They do, but organic is the foundation. And here's something exciting. With AI platforms like ChatGPT and Google's AI Answer Box becoming search tools, you can essentially advertise for free in those platforms by becoming a trusted source of information. Your content gets recommended by AI when people ask questions.
That's a completely new distribution channel that didn't exist a couple years ago. So, to everyone listening, where are your customers actually finding information today versus where they were finding it 5 years ago?
That's the question. The environment keeps evolving. Multi-channel approaches can deliver major boosts in sales and leads while lowering costs compared to single-channel strategies. So spreading your content across video, audio, written formats, social media, it compounds your results.
I mean, more sales, more leads, lower costs. That's what every business owner wants.
Definitely. And the best part is, you don't need a huge team anymore. The technology exists to automate a lot of the heavy lifting, the content creation, the formatting, the distribution. You just need a solid strategy and consistency.
Consistency seems to be the magic word. How often should small businesses be publishing to see real movement?
Most businesses see positive results within a few months, with substantial growth building over the following 6 to 12 months. The key is consistency and quality rather than just frequency. Some businesses do well with a few high-quality pieces monthly, while others in more competitive spaces benefit from more frequent publishing. It really depends on your market and resources.
So it scales based on your market and goals. That makes sense. Before we wrap up, any final thoughts on why small businesses should prioritize organic traffic now?
Build sustainable traffic that creates long-term value. Paid ads have their place, but organic content builds equity, authority, and trust. Organic content builds equity, creates authority, and establishes trust. In the age of AI content being everywhere your customers look, search engines, social media, news sites, AI platforms, that's how you win.
Fantastic insights today. Thanks so much for breaking this down for us. And to our listeners, we'd love to hear how you're approaching this balance in your own businesses. Until next time.